This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Annie Howell. I'm Chief Communications Officer of Hallmark Media. And I want to start by saying thank you to all of you for coming out on this beautiful Buffalo morning. It's gorgeous. I grew up in Toronto, so this is like kind of, I'm getting homesick. This is my weather. Anyway, we're thrilled to be here with all of you and with the Buffalo Bills organization today. This is something that we've been doing that's near and dear to our heart because that is who Hallmark is at the core. We're a brand that is about putting joy and putting positivity, hope, and love into the world. And in turn, we get that back. And we're really feeling that hugely here in the Buffalo area. So I'm going to keep my remarks very, very short and bring on the our production team. But I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you to Skydance Sports, to the NFL, and to the Buffalo Bills. They've made this incredibly easy for us, and we're so excited to be here and getting going on this movie. And you're going to see a lot of us because we're going to make a lot of noise in this market around this movie and this incredible fan base and this beautiful community. So thank you. I wanted just to say thank you to Maria Fisher on my team, who is putting all this together as the lead on this movie on my team, and Alice Rao, who's here somewhere over there. And so with that, I'd like to introduce to you Samantha DiPippo, who is our SVP of programming, and she is bringing this movie to life for Hallmark. She's in charge of all of our scripted content on the air. So she has a huge job, and here she is doing, she's on the ground too. And in addition to our producer, Andrew Gernhardt, who has a lot of experience here in Buffalo. So with that, I'm gonna bring them on, and thank you very much. Sam and Andrew.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Well, we'll let you guys jump in with everything since I'm sure everyone has a lot of questions, but we're very, very excited to be here.
Yep. Well, I may have known about this movie. So I'm originally from Connecticut. My production company's in Connecticut. We do a lot of movies in Connecticut and around the world. But Buffalo, with the new incentives, the great film office with Tim Clark and Rich Wall, they kind of lured us up here. We did our first test movie, Newport Christmas, which was shot in Buffalo, and also in Newport a little bit. And that's what led us to this, doing this Buffalo Bills movie.
So we have been so thrilled to partner with Skydance Sports, the NFL, and our first holiday touchdown movie was the number one movie in cable last year. I think what we were so excited to be joining with the Bills this season was when we were thinking about what's our next holiday touchdown, the Bills just made sense. There's a lot of love for this community, for this team. Like Andrew said, we filmed up here before, and we were really excited to partner with the entire executive team from the Bills once we met with everybody and saw how enthusiastic they were about Hallmark and really thinking about this story that we could tell up here. It's been very exciting. But I think when you think about Hallmark Channel and you think about Christmas, there's a lot of our audience that watches with their family, right? With their kids, with their parents, with their, you know, siblings. And it's just such a communal experience. And when we did the first holiday touchdown, I think that really struck a chord with our audience, with the, you know, with NFL fans and just sports fans. You didn't have to be a fan of that team. But for us, it's really telling a lovely Christmas movie in the only way that Hallmark can. And so we're excited to extend that to the Bills this season. A lot, probably. We don't have exact number, but it'll definitely be a lot. Yeah. We are currently working with Skydance and sports in the NFL for some other potential development, but we're really focused on this season's Christmas present, which is with the Buffalo Bills.
Andrew, Pete Quilly told me a few weeks ago that they want to make this as authentic to Buffalo as possible. There's a lot of people from outside the market, so what do you guys do to really learn what Buffalo is about to make this movie authentic?
Well, we've done a lot of films in various places, Mystic, Connecticut, Iceland, mm-hmm. and we try and keep our stories broad enough and have this Christmas feeling so it touches everybody, but then bring the authenticity of the film, the location, the people, and not try and fake it in any way. And I think, you know, I've been here now since March, so I know every restaurant, you know, a lot of people around here, the crews have been great, the people have been great, we're all working together. We're able to say, oh, this is what food is at this restaurant, you know, what people say, what people enjoy here. And this is a very authentic movie, and I think it'll be portrayed well in this movie.
Maybe. I will also just add to that, from a creative standpoint, it's really important when we're telling stories at specific locations that highlight a brand or a place that, to Andrew's point, it feels very real. And that if you are from that place, it feels like you're in the movie too. And so when we came up here at the end of the season, we were actually here the last Christmas game, last game before Christmas. So it was against the Patriots. And our writing duo of Vanessa Morano and Danielle Morrow, who are here with us today, they came and joined us. We spent the entire weekend in Buffalo. We talked to everybody. They talked to everyone at the tailgate. We went to the game. We had the best time. And I think we really were trying to understand what is so special and unique about Bills Mafia, about this team, and about the city. And I think we really nailed it. They really nailed it. And I think if you are from Buffalo, this movie is for you. And if you're a Bills fan, this movie is definitely for you. But if you love Hallmark Channel and you love Christmas movies, we're just hitting it on all cylinders, so to speak. We had spoken to the Bills before that, and we were excited to be able to come up and shoot second unit that last weekend. It was important for us, again, when we talk about the authenticity and really elevating our production value. We knew you guys would have snow, not surprising, in December, and so we wanted to make sure that we were able to capture all of that, and we did. People were dressed up for Christmas at the tailgate. I'm sure you guys saw Santas and elves and everything. There was real reindeer at the tailgate, which was exciting. And so, you know, one of the things that I remember most from that day was we were speaking to a gentleman who actually has been he said he's a season ticket holder. He's been coming here for years and seasons. But we were asking him how he felt about the new stadium. And he said, I love Highmark Stadium. It is something that I have a lot of memories going to, but I can't wait to make new memories. And I think that transition, and for us, is really important in telling the story about the love that Bills fans have for this team.
Other Hallmark movies based on Buffalo, but not kind of, not necessarily a Christmas
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's Buffalo is great because there's so many different looks here. You know, you could fake Buffalo for like Chicago or Boston. Even outside, it could be Midwest. But there's so much great architecture in Buffalo that it should be highlighted in any film. Go to downtown. They got beautiful, beautiful locations.
And for period films, potentially, too.
Several of your guest members put out a video earlier this week.
This cast is huge, and we are so thrilled to have beyond just our family core of cast, which is Holland Roden and Matthew Daddario, Tracy Pollan, Caroline Aaron. We have an amazing Sopranos reunion with Joe Pantoliano and Steve Sciarrippa. But if you look at the amount of players that are also going to be joining us in this film, it's very exciting. We shot with a few this week, and we also have some Bills legends that'll be joining us. So it's a really big cast. A lot of them were reaching out to us, you know, and I think, you know, we wanted to make sure that, again, it was like authentic to the scene, who would be there, what would make sense if we were having a legend that could come in. So, you know, we do have Jim Kelly and Scott Norwood and Thurman Thomas. So we're really, really just thrilled with the amount of outreach that we've gotten from the Bills players. And they did a great job on Tuesday.
Really great job.
We were actually, I will say this, so we were filming at Oshai Children's Hospital on Tuesday. And we had Deion Dawkins, we had Damar Hamlin and Dwayne Carter, and they did fantastic. And we also filmed with Coach McDermott yesterday. I think he may have another career coming because he was amazing yesterday. They were very different scenes. You'll see it in the movie, but yeah, they all did a great job so far.
Well, we're shooting in East Aurora. We're going to be on the main street there. We're replicating the Carolcade, which is the big event, which we were here to shoot last December. And I do know, you know, Buffalo, I remember Buffalo because I still can't feel my three toes from that shoot, so I will always remember Buffalo. But we, obviously we're in a stadium, we're outside the stadium, we're going to be in the Bills Mafia neighborhood, we're going to be in a Bills Mafia basement. I mean, we're really highlighting the best aspects of this area. We're all over the place. Elm Street Bakery, Vidler's, Five and Dime, gorgeous. I mean, the locations alone tell the story outside of just our characters.
Yeah. We did a lot of research for this movie, and when he's referencing the fan cave, of course, when you're Googling a lot of things, your algorithms come up, and I found this nice man's fan cave in his basement. This is amazing.
Unbelievable.
It's very cool. And so we reached out to Andrew and was like, can you find him? And we did.
Are you shooting the Bandits game?
The Bandits game? No. We are here till June 12th. I believe
yes.
June 12th they're shooting.
A couple more weeks. We're just in the first week of production right now. No, they are not from Buffalo. One of them has family up here. And obviously when we come up here for our second unit shoot, she went to go see some of her family. Didn't tell them why we were here because we weren't saying anything at the moment. But when Vanessa went to go meet with her cousin, they gave her a bunch of Bills merch, which was just hilarious because that's just what you do up here on a game day. So it was really great. But no, they have done a ton of research. They've talked to so many people. Matthew Daddario's role in the movie is VP of Stadium Development. And so it was really important that we made that role and what he would be talking about feel authentic. So they met with the real VP of Stadium Development, John Polka, and did a lot of research and talking to him.
Yeah, there are. Most of our crew is from Buffalo. So they are locals or surrounding areas. We're also housed up at Buffalo Filmworks in Buffalo, where we're building a gigantic set. And, you know, it's, you know, I feel like, you know, that Western New York area is going to be getting a lot of business going forward because the tax incentives were really supported. There's a lot of great people. I mean, in the United States, it's been one of the most enjoyable places for me to shoot. It has been a great environment.
Yeah, and we use the we say this line in the movie, but it feels very authentic to our crew and to this entire production. But it is definitely built for Buffalo, built by Buffalo.
I think as far as product placement, everybody's supporting this movie. I know all the local companies are coming in to keep it authentic, so we're not like faking anything. So there's a lot of, like, Wegmans is the greatest shopping place. I mean, I don't know, it's unbelievable. And so, I mean, it's the support locally has been amazing as far as like even printing or clothing supplies. Everything has been.
We've had a lot of outreach to our ad sales, and they're definitely having a lot of conversations. There's just a lot of excitement around this movie, especially about the fact that it's the Bills.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit more about the strength of Countdown to Christmas? We know that there's such a fragmented audience these days, and there's been such ups and downs across the other networks. Why does Countdown to Christmas remain such a strong, important part of sort of the zeitgeist?
I think it's a tradition for a lot of families. Countdown to Christmas is the place to watch holiday content. You know, our movies are iconic, and you know, our audience really comes to us because they know exactly how they're going to make them feel, right? There's, you know, there's a lot of love that goes into our movies, and when we announce our slate every year, which usually happens sometime in September, the fans just gobble it up. They're just waiting for it. I've never experienced the type of fandom that Hallmark Channel has. It's incredible. We love our fans, and you know, we've expanded even more into our fan experiences with our Hallmark Christmas cruise and our Hallmark Christmas experience that is down in Kansas City. And when you see how they interact with our talent, our Hallmark family members, it is really, it's really incredible to feel and understand how much these movies and our shows mean to our fans. It's incredible.
We've got a player for you. Okay,
well, Reed
Ferguson is one of our
local
players.
Andrew?
Yeah,
Reed. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, hi, Samantha. Nice to meet you.
All right, sure.
Yeah, come speak.
I guess just to preface, forgive my raspy voice. We had a team competition a couple days ago, and I was yelling quite a bit. So I'll try to speak into the mic as much as possible.
Reed, they were saying that some of the players reached out to Walmart to get involved. Is that how you got involved, or how did you end up being a part of this?
Yeah, so the opportunity was presented, I think, from our PR director, Derek Boyko. He shot me a text, and I think I couldn't have texted him back yes quick enough. It was funny, because I think his text came after it was announced, obviously, that Hallmark was coming to film here. And my wife was like, she's a huge Hallmark fan. She's probably seen, I heard one of the producers has filmed over 1,000 movies, and I'm pretty sure she's seen all of them. So she was thrilled that, you know, that y'all would be coming here to film. So she was like, that'll be so cool if you got, you know, a chance to, like, are they going to have players in the movie? I was like, I don't know what they're going to do. I'm sure, you know, there's going to be a couple guys in there. And then he, you know, the opportunity presented itself and jumped on it. So that was a pretty cool, you know, thing to kind of add to the resume. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to have
cool.
you.
Cool.
How do you rate your acting skills?
Oh, my goodness. I guess we're going to find out. this is a first for me. I know I've done some stuff, you know, with some of you guys in the past, done some stuff for the team on social media over the years, but nothing on the big screen. So fingers crossed.
You're going to be great. You're going to be great.
Is your brother jealous?
Probably, yeah. I think, yeah, he probably is a little jealous. He's a big Christmas movie guy himself, so I'm sure he'll be watching as well. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. When you think of a Hallmark movie, you think of like the, you know, I know I heard you, yeah, I just yeah. heard you mention yeah, it, yeah. The Great Fans, right? It's such a like a loving community of movie fanatics, right? Mm-hmm. And when you bring that to a city like Buffalo, City of Good Neighbors, right? It's kind of like a perfect match. And I was just told actually before I came up here that around 80% of the people working on the movie are from Buffalo. So I think that just kind of adds to it, you know, having that hometown feel. And they came here to Buffalo, right? They're not, you know, out, I guess, filming elsewhere. They're here filming in the, you know, the last season in Hallmark Stadium, or Highmark Stadium,
see.
Hallmark Stadium, Highmark Stadium, the last year. So to kind of commemorate the, you know, the final season, you know, just being able to be a part of that as a player, I think is a really cool opportunity. It's been pretty awesome, actually. I walked down here with Josh Palmer, one of the other guys that's in, going to be doing it with us. And there was guys coming up in the locker room like, hey, where are you guys going? We're like, we're going to film the Hallmark movie. They're like, how do I get in on that? So I think, you know, there was definitely a lot of interest from the locker room, for sure.
Reed, you guys are favorites in every game next season. Doing the movie, another project nationally?
Yeah, I think it's just a cool opportunity to showcase, you know, what we're all about, the culture we got here, the really the good, you know, we got a great locker room, great group of guys, great coaches, really just an overall great organization. And I think that's been reflected really on the field, off the field, in the media over the past you know, handful of seasons since Coach McDermott and Brandon Bean have been in charge. So, you know, I'm a fan of watching Hard Knocks. I know you mentioned that mm-hmm. came up yesterday. So, you know, it'll be an interesting, I guess, opportunity or interesting thing that we're going to go through here in training camp in a couple months. But, you know, we're all looking forward to it. I don't know. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I don't know if he's I can't speak on his acting, but I mean, he did start doing his little like dad joke Fridays last year, so I feel like he's trying to improve, but we'll see. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.